Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsi Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your life coach. There you have it, starting the show with an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry, and hence that is what our show is today. Together with my dear, dear friend Beverly Nadler, my favorite poet truly, my favorite friend truly, she will share her original poems, everyone inspiring and powerful. We will also hear from Ariana, a.k.a. Dr. Denise Nadler. She will sing out her amazing original songs. You will be uplifted and touched when you hear the beautiful and extraordinary voice of an angel. So, Beverly Nadler, between your poems and your daughter's voice, all I say, what gifts to the world. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce, and thank you for inviting me on this, what I say is one of your outrageous shows, because it's not a teaching show, it's truly an inspiring show. There is nothing more inspiring that actually helps people heal than something that touches the heart and the soul. And that's what music does, that's what rhythm does, poetry does. And so this is exciting to me to gather some of my poems and have the pleasure and the joy of reaching out as you are to the public and sharing the things that are dear to our heart and hoping and knowing that they will impact upon those who listen. So again, thank you so much for having me on today.
And all I can say is welcome so much. My goodness, when I hear your poems, they just blow my mind, because Walt Whitman and Browning would have nothing on you, Beverly Nadler. So without further ado, go ahead, share your poem. I'll share one of mine, and then we'll have your fabulous daughter share something recorded in our studio, her fabulous music.
Well, I'm going to start with a poem that I used for years when I was teaching, and the subjects that I teach have to do with self-empowerment, self-help, with feeling confidence and all. And this particular poem is one of my own favorites. And it was written, well, I'd say a long time ago, 1992, but I still consider it one of my favorites, though I've probably written, I don't know, maybe 100 or two after that. I look in the mirror and ask myself, what do I want to be? What do I want to have and do? The choice is up to me. Created in the image of God, the Bible says we are, and with God all things are possible, so reach for the highest star. First, we have to set our goals and then create our plan. And when doubts and fears get in the way, keep on saying, I can. Face each day with confidence. Stand tall with your head held high. Believe in yourself and you'll make it. You can, if only you'll try. Dare to hold fast to your dream while you do what you must do. Always keep your eye on your vision. The wisdom inside will guide you. Take action. Get out of the shadows and step out into the sun. For the only race you can win in life is the race that you have run. We measure success by money and wealth, but so much better by far is the success of feeling that power inside. When you know who you truly are, each one of us is a special person. We're all one of a kind with untapped potential that awakens when you learn how to use your mind. Now when I look in the mirror, I finally love what I see. I can do anything I really want to. Thank God I'm me.
Wow, wow, wow. I'm just going to ask for each future poem, say the name first, so I'll know which poems are in which shows. So what is the name of that poem?
As I was speaking, was saying, you didn't give the title. The same name is I Can.
I thought it might just be that. Yes, you can, and yes, you did. It was awesome. I do have a favorite, and I really love every poem I wrote, even being humble. My own poems cheer me up, and I read them quite a bit. But this one I'm going to share with you first, I wrote it for everyone out there who actually believes there is a someday, and that's the name, Someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? kudos to Ted Huber, my dear friend, who added music to my poetry. So I really am grateful for that. It gives that nice little touch. Okay, the next thing we'll share is a song from Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. Perhaps her biggest claim to fame is not that she's an extraordinary chiropractor, not that she has a fabulous voice, the voice of an angel, that she writes her own songs. I would say that her major claim to fame is being so blessed that she has you, Beverly Nadler, for her mom.
Oh, what a charming thing to say. Thank you. I'm blessed to have her for my daughter. But before you play one of her most wonderful songs, I do want to comment on the poem that you just shared, because it is so appropriate. In many of our shows, when we're giving, I'd say, really insightful and important and valuable information, and we know that way most people, the way their minds work, is say, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm going to do that someday. And, of course, it never gets done. So I love that poem. It's so appropriate for so many people and so many things. Thank you for sharing it.
And thank you for that. And as a life coach, you can only imagine in all the years of coaching how many times we share with our clients. And I really love that idea. I promise you I'll do it someday. So that's what inspired me to write that. Okay, the song I'll lead off with from Ariana. And I'm just going to play a little each of the songs. You know, they go 5-6 minutes, so I'll just play about a minute or two on each one so we can have a sense of mostly all of them and have more of Beverly's poems in mind, so you will understand why I'm not going through a whole poem in any case. But if you want to hear a whole song in any case, if you want to hear the whole thing, you can always connect with Dr. Denise in her website and order the CD. Beverly, do you know her preferred method of being contacted?
Honestly, I don't. If they look up Denise Ladner music, then they will, you know, on Google, they'll come to a page, and they can also order the CDs. She does have some left. I know she has shared them with many of her seminars. But she does have some left, and if they're inspired, as you are, of course, as I am, but I have the pleasure of hearing them, they can look it up, and they can also order them.
I remember Star Visions. I remember something like that, Star Visions. I'll see if I can find it out. All right, let's start with Dreams Don't Die, keeping in mind all the words are original, and the music. She was accompanied by Rich Gaglia from the New York Rich Sound Studio. A shout out to Rich. Dreams Don't Die, Ariana.
The dance inside. Too soon it's over. She takes her bow, but she'll get back on that stage again somehow. She tries out for the class play, sometimes gets the lead, studies voice, has no choice, trying to succeed. Once a dream is born inside, it has a life of its own. A tiny seed is a mighty tree when it has grown. Dreams don't die, so the years go by. They live forever. Never be apart from your dreams. dark. Feels the blazing fire deep within her soul. When she will get there, only heaven knows.
A very proud mom, Beverly Nadler.
Oh, I just love that. I was almost dancing to that. Literally, I got up and started moving to it. You know, that was written with her sister in mind. My middle daughter is in the entertainment field, and she wanted to be an actress, but actually she changed that, moved to California, and became an acting coach and a director, and also she works assisting people doing many different things, directorial work, and she's wonderful at it. I mean, she's absolutely wonderful. This was her dream, and she was living in New York at the time, as we all were, and literally from a psychic that she needed to move to California. And she developed this, her wonderful coaching, private and also classes. And a lot of her students are on very popular shows. She had some on Glee, Big Little Liars, The Colony. I can't even remember all of them, but absolutely this was written with her in mind.
Very good. Okay. For the next poem, I'll go to my second favorite one, which is If Not Now, When? That is my second favorite. Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Folks, if not now, when? You can ask yourself that on any goal, any dream, any objective. If not now, when? I find that very motivating. Back to you, Beverly.
Absolutely. It goes along with the fact there is no someday. It's now. And you bring it out beautifully. Both poems are among my favorites of your poems. What I'm going to share now is my favorite subject, which is the fact that everything is energy and we are all creating and attracting and not attracting according to what we are in, literally in vibrational harmony with. Vibrational harmony is also the name of my book, my first book, and, well, not my first, but my first book recently. I wrote some years ago, but they are no longer in print. And that's what I'm going to share now, vibrational harmony. When people are frustrated by life, I just want to shout, vibrational harmony is what it's all about. What is vibrational harmony, you ask? To explain it, that's my favorite task. Everything that exists is vibrating energy, and everything has its own specific frequency. Your vibrations radiate from everything you feel, think, say, and do, and by natural law, your energy attracts what comes back to you. You're told if you think positive, you will be able to live your dreams. Perhaps you have discovered it's not as simple as it seems. It's not enough to have desire, not enough to have motivation. Life is confusing and often traumatic because there's so much conflicting information. You may be aware that your outer life is a reflection of your inner. Do you know you can program your mind so that you feel and act like a winner? Regardless of negative outer conditions, universal and mental laws govern humanity, and positives and negatives will always exist. That's part of the law of polarity. Yes, you can still achieve your goals if you're in vibrational harmony, spiritually, mentally, physically, and especially emotionally. The mind's energy is like a radio programmed to broadcast and receive vibrational frequencies that represent what we feel and subconsciously believe. The vibrations we project search the universe and bring us abundance or lack, joy or strife. Yes, vibrational harmony determines the experiences of our life.
Again, another big wow, and that's Vibrational Harmony, the same title as your book, the book that I wrote the foreword to. So, folks, go get that book and get it from Amazon.com or BeverlyNadler.com, but don't skip over the foreword. And now for my favorite Ariana song. This is my personal favorite. I share that I love them all, but this one is my favorite, and it's called It's Time.
To lovingly embrace.
time to move on now. I am stunned at how fast the time is going. I have enough original poems for a whole show. Beverly has enough original poems for about 50 shows. So I am amazed at just how fast time is flying. So we're going to try to do more poems, more music, and less talking. And folks, the next one I want to share with you all is called I'm Happy and set to music by Ted C. Uber once again. Here's I'm Happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And I'm happy, and I feel so good when I hear your poems, Beverly. So let's hear the next one.
This is Miracles, one of your very favorite subjects. Miracles are happening every day. It's only our doubt that keeps them away. Just feel the force from the sun shining bright, or gaze at the endless sky on a star-filled night. We live in a world of infinite changes, a flowing, a moving, a swinging that ranges from the most extraordinary blessings to the most heartfelt and valuable lessons. There are things we call good and things we call bad, and some things make us happy and some make us sad. All is happening now in this one place and time, going from pain and struggle to the beautiful and sublime. Miracles are in the joy of children playing, in the tender words young lovers are saying. Listen to the exquisite song of a chirping bird. Imagine all the lovely sounds you've ever heard. When you look deeply at your life, what do you find? What do you give attention to with the power of your mind? You can focus on your fear of what you think you can't do, or the glorious promise of your dreams and miracles coming true.
I would say that miracles is not one of my favorite topics in words. It is my number one favorite. So thank you for that. I love the word miracles, the vibration of that, stories about miracles, poems about miracles. So it is my number one favorite, followed by the word blessings and things about that, and then followed by love. So there you have it with that. And next we'll go back to another poem of mine, and that's Magical Keys. The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. And to utilize the magical keys, you will know the power. And that's the next original song by Ariana, Know the Power. Definitely know the power when we hear that voice of an angel. And for the next Beverly poem, I picked it, my favorite poem. So let me share that with you now, my favorite original Beverly Nadler poem.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yes, folks, let's make that happen. We come to you and ask you simply to go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com. And when you get there, what you want to do is go to the upper left of the home page, and right under my picture, it says follow. So when you get to that, simply by clicking on that, you don't have to concern yourself if you miss any show when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern. All shows are archived, and 24/7 you can access any show. On the upper right, if you click on Beverly Nadler, her shows will come up. Dr. Denise Nadler, her shows will come up, so you need not miss any of them. So I just shared my favorite Beverly Nadler poem. Do become a follower, by the way. And now I want to share her daughter's song as a tribute to her mother, and that is called She Said.
Summer evening back in 1973. The darkened sky staring back at me, looking out my window, holding my blanket tight. Mom came in to kiss me goodnight. With a tear in my eye, I told her my fear. Where am I going? How did I get here? She sat down beside me, wrapped her arm around me, and she said, someday you are going to the stars. She said, that's where you come from.
And treat you unkind, send them love anyway and pay them no mind, for the love you send will come back to you, bringing blessings to all that you do. You'll feel more alive and your soul will sing, because love changes everything. What makes you laugh, fills you with delight? What warms you on a cold winter's night? What do you cherish, the fragrance of spring? What makes you soar on an eagle's wing? What makes you smile to your lips in spite of it all? Who makes your heart jump when you hear the call? Whose touch can soothe your worry and pain? Who do you want to be with again and again? All of these and many more represent what you adore. The more mere thought of them transforms how you feel. For love has the power to heal. When someone you know has a bad day and you can't think of the right words to say, smile and send love their way, and their gloomy mood won't be able to stay. Their heart will be lighter and their soul will sing, because your love changes everything.
All I can say is, yet again, another Beverly Nava poem with a grand slam. That is awesome. My goodness. I just keep waiting for the day that your poems will be published, because I can't think of a better gift to give people than a book of your poems. The next poem I want to share with you is called Forgiveness. I think forgiveness is something that one has to practice. Sometimes it's really hard, given what's going on in one's life. I found it important enough to write a poem about it, and I know people put it in their books. Here it is, Forgiveness. Forgiveness, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. How do I forgive? How do I let go? You hurt me so bad, and you know this is so. How could you, I ask? I am reminded every day. The pain is so intense, it just won't go away. You really were cruel. What you did was obscene. You left me devastated. How could you be so mean? When truth be told, I knew that the healing key was to forgive you, not for your sake, but for me. And so I forgive you, but I may never forget what you did to me that you don't even regret. Without this healing, which is so dramatic, forever my life would be totally traumatic. And so I forgive you, though what you did was a sin. I am forgiving you, so the healing can begin. Granted, that poem is not the kind of upbeat stuff that I usually do, but I thought it was important to share it because so many people have it as an issue. And the key is, I forgive you, not for your sake, but for me, so the healing can begin. And let's go back to Ariana, who tells us to know the power. Did that one already?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I just realized it. I'm sorry about that. Our love's unending. Our love unending. One moment. Here we go. Sorry about that, folks. Our love's unending.
Love's unending, for in it
And Beverly, I know that the number of poems you have is unending. So why don't you share another one? And let's go now if we can get the smaller ones in. I cannot believe how much time is left. My goodness, we need a two-hour show for this. Go ahead, please.
Well, I really want to share this on friendship because the three of us that are on this show today are very dear friends. I don't know if you'd call it shorter, but it is a poem that has a lot of meaning for me, and I believe it will for you also. If you ask me, what is a friend? I'd say a friend is many things. A friend is someone who allows you to be and accepts you unconditionally and sees beyond your vulnerability. It's someone you can depend upon, someone who makes you feel good about yourself. She doesn't expect perfection. She gives before she takes. And when you make a mistake, she doesn't judge. She's just there, and you know she cares what happens to you. Friends can get angry. Friends can get tough. But they'll support you when the going gets rough. Friends understand the inner messages of tears unshed without words being said. The bond between them has no strings. Yes, friendship is a beautiful thing. Friendship transcends time and space. You don't need to be in the same place. Through years and miles, you feel the smiles and the love you give one another. And no matter how long it's been since the last time you've seen each other, it always feels like yesterday because friends are only a heartbeat away.
Thank you for that, and it's very moving indeed. Is that called friends or friendship?
Friendship.
Friendship. Want to get it right. Okay, that's on friendship, and we certainly have shared that for decades with unconditional love indeed. I'll go to one called your comfort zone. As a coach, I know how people are dwell in the comfort zone, and I always, as a coach, support them to think outside the box. Here's your comfort zone. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends. Get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio. Turn off the TV. I won't call you. Don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. And Beverly, let's hear one of your poems at this point.
This is Success is in Your Hands. Success is in your hands, my friend. Never should you fear. Success is in your heart and mind. Never should you despair. You're part of a great purpose, my friend, and when you understand it, you'll thank the power that created you and live the way it planned it. Success is in your hands, my friend. Open your eyes and see it. Success is in your heart and mind. Faith will help you free it. You're part of all that lives and breathes. One spirit flows through all things with the endless sea and glorious sky. Abundance is what spirit brings. Yes, success is in your hands, my friend. It's coming closer every day. Success is stirring within your soul. You can feel it now. You're on your way.
Wow. And we're on our way to another song from Ariana. My God, there's just so much in the short time we have left. So let me just give you a little bit of Space is Where Spirit Soars. Folks, is that the voice of an angel or what? I just wanted to give you the range of some of these amazing songs. And this song, this poem is the most recent one I wrote, not more than a few weeks ago. Start small, think big. Don't go zag when you should go zig. Stay on course, you'll reach your goal when it comes from your heart, when it comes from your soul. Now take that first step. You know what's best. Go east when you should go west. Keep on smiling, don't you frown. Always stay up, never get down. You are bright, you know what's right. For sure it's no mystery to stay in positivity. The choice is yours. Time to begin. You don't want to lose, you want to win. Don't be like the one who blew it. Be the one that knows to just do it. Whatever you do, whatever your approach, get support, a mentor, a role model, a great life coach. Get out your journal, get out your pen, put in deadlines and ask yourself, if not now, when? And that is, as I said, the most recent one I did. Back to you, Beverly, with another poem.
Well, how about joy?
The last one you're going to be sharing on the show today.
Joy. That's what I'm going to be sharing. I am eager for the future, grateful for the past. I finally know who I am and where I am headed at last. It's been a strange journey, but I'm not looking back. I've shed my old beliefs of worry, fear, and lack. Life is filled with miracles and challenges to overcome. Keep your eye on where you're going, not where you've come from. Sure, life has its ups and downs. Nevertheless, we must know it all works out in the end, if only we're willing to trust. I feel this wondrous feeling. My spirit's been set free. I've finally found the joy I seek. It was always inside of me.
Again, what can I say except great, wonderful. And my final poem for today will connect with your poems, will connect with you, will connect with your daughter's beautiful music, and connect with my relationship with her. And it's called You've Made a Difference. Today and every day, I feel very blessed because you are in my life. You are simply the best. You really are special in all you say and do. You've made a difference in my life. I'm so thankful to have you. What can I do? What can I say? You really are amazing in every single way. You are wonderful and wise. You are powerful and strong. strong with you in my life. What could possibly go wrong? Just so you know, what I strive to be is always there for you as you are always there for me. I know the angel sent you. I know how much you care. You are clearly in my life because God has put you there. So that is
the poem. Oh, wait, you can't close, I mean, without my commenting on that. First of all, that is a beautiful poem. If it was written just because it just came from the sky. But when you dedicate it to us, it almost makes me cry. Wow, I didn't know I was going to make a poem. That's really
right.
Beautiful, Joyce. Thank you.
And those were the last two poems that I've written in the last few weeks. I just got very moved by the kind of people in my life and people around me and people who care and people like you that contribute so much to my baby, this show. Beverly, what message do you want to leave our audience today?
The message is to take time in your life to find the things that please you, the things that inspire you, the things that make you feel proud to be alive, that make you realize that it is a gift. And it's true that there are things that, you know, we don't always choose, we don't want, but we can get past them when we allow ourselves to be in a state of faith, of blessing, and believing that there really are miracles, that we have wonderful friends, and that things shall pass. This too shall pass if it's negative. And use your own wonderful, powerful mind to keep yourself focused on what you truly desire and dream of in your life.
And thank you for being you, and thank you for all that you are and for all that you give. Folks, my message is use the poems to inspire yourself and others. And here is a special prayer that I've designed for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. Go out, do a random act of kindness, pay it forward, and we strive to make you happy each and every day. So please, sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us, and you can do that to the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
do the Joyce Berry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Berry and Friends.